Okay, we're continuing today in the project of Likutei Sichas. We're going to learn Shabbos Parshas Shoftim. We're going to learn Sichah of Shoftim, Sichah Aleph of Parshas Shoftim. Very, very geschmacke Sichah. The Rebbe brings out here the question, and the main point in the Sichah is what is a Melech and what is a Nosi? The Parshas, when you look at it, everybody knows that a Melech is obviously much higher than Nosi. Or as we could say, there could be a Nosi, not a Melech, but a Melech is always a Nosi. So the Rebbe said, the Rebbe has a beautiful question. We see in Aloche, in Rambam, in other places, we see that a Nosi, in one aspect, is higher than a Melech. How could it be? This is the question. And the Rebbe is going to answer it beautiful. How, why is it that a Melech is symbolizing with heart, and a Nosi symbolizing with the head. Why is it? Beautiful explanation. And then by the end, the Rebbe is going to bring out that we see something very unique, very interesting. Davke, by Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshiach. Goel Rishon and Goel Achoin have a very unique thing. They both have both things. Both of them are Nosi and Melech. And for us, obviously, is the greatest thing that it's going to show us what the Rebbe means to us. That the Rebbe is Melech and the Rebbe is Nosi. The Rebbe is Melech. What is the difference between Melech and Nosi? Melech gives all the Gashmias that we need, and Nosi gives all the Ruchnias. And Moshiach, it says clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Rav, and he was a Melech. Maybe Shurun Melech. Moshiach is going to be. That's what the Rebbe is. The Rebbe is in answering, give away his life for the Gashmias of every Eid, and every little thing that we ask. And as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu officially, man was in Moshe's Chus, Mayim was Beiro Shel Miriam, and Anonim was in Schus for Miriam. The Miriam passed away, and Aaron passed away in the same time. Miriam passed away, Yud Nissen, and Aaron passed away right after that, Rosh Chodeshov. So it stopped. What do we do? So the Rebbe gave it back in Schus of Moshe. And there's an all beautiful Sikha, a long Sikha explanation. How come that the Chatchile went from Miriam and Aaron? Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to give it all beautiful explanation. But at the end, when Aid needs it, the Rebbe is there. Moshe gives it to them. He gives them everything. Then we see also Ruchnias. Moshe gave the Torah in Sinai. So he gave us Torah. Moshiach is going to be Yelamed is Kolom Kuloi Torah in his Melech HaMashiach. So we see both things there. As the Rebbe is going to bring it up beautifully in this Sikha. So in this Parsha there is a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs that is in Parsha. So im tosim olech HaMelech. That you have to, when you come in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is Chal, one of the mitzvahs when you come in Eretz Yisrael, you have to do a Melech. Benegei HaMelech steht in Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Rashbo says, as a melech ketzibo, the melech is like the tzibo, like the kol. Shatzibo, we call Israel tluim boy. All the tzibo and all Am Israel are tolui dependent on the melech. Endlich dazu steht in Tanchume. Tanchume says almost the same thing. Sheroish adoyu hu kol adom. Oda beloshen Rashi, as Rashi says, shenosi adoyu hu akoil ke anosi hu akoil. That's an interesting Rashi brings down in Chumish Dvorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu repeats what happened with the Eden, so there is a story that it says in Parshas Chukas, Vayishlach Moshe Malochim. And when it comes, Moshe repeats, it says, Vayishlach Israel Malochim. So what is here? Vayishlach Moshe or Vayishlach Israel? Who sent it? Rashi says clearly, Shenosei Adoyru Kechol Adoyru Kanosei Akol. When it says, Vayishlach Israel, it means Moshe. When it says Moshe, it means Israel, because he is everything. So we see here already the idea of that it says that HaMelech is Kechol HaTzibur, or in Rashi's Loshen, then Nosi is a koin. In Rambam says differently. Rambam states when Negei HaMelech, Sheliboy hu leiv kol ka'al Yisrael. The heart of the Melech is the heart of Am Yisrael. What does it mean? The Rebbe is going to explain what the Rambam means. The Pashtus is the term for Vos HaMelech. Somebody's waiting. Okay. The Pashtus is the term for Vos HaMelech is Leiv Kol Ka'al Yisrael. Why is he calling him Leiv Kol Ka'al Yisrael? Weil also wie der Chais vom ganzen Guf is opening in Leiv, also is Kol Ka'al Yisrael opening in Melech, ken is Kalel Berashbo, as Kol Yisrael tluyim boy. What is the heart doing? The heart is doing, giving blood. It's interesting just to note that how does the heart itself live? If anything, there's no blood, there's no Chais. And I keep telling the story always. There was a Nebuch a lady, a shluchim somewhere, and a child came home from school with a very bad cut on the finger. And she didn't know what to do. It was late at night, there was no emergency room, whatever. She took a rubber band and she put it around, very tight. And Nebuch, next morning, there was a terrible thing with this child. So when there's no blood, there's no chayes. So the heart gives blood to everybody. Who gives chayes to the heart? So it's very interesting when the blood goes out from the aorta. It's called. Rambam calls it very interesting. Rambam calls it in Ilches Treves. By Behemes, he calls it Amazrika Godel, the big syringe, because it's the biggest vein, the biggest artery in the body. So as soon as it goes out, there is little veins coming out of it and going back to the heart and gives him blood. And this is what means a bypass. When the blood that comes back from the aorta comes back to the heart, and so if it gets blocked, so you bypass it. Here is a blockage, so you open up here, and you put in a new vein from the foot, from the end. So this is the idea that the heart is giving blood to the whole body. Without the heart, there's nothing there. Okay, everybody is in. Okay, so that's why Amelech is the same thing. He is the heart of Am Yisrael. And as the Rashba says, the Rebbe brings that the Rashba again, Kol Yisrael tluyim boy. As the old body is tluyim in the heart, Kol Yisrael is tluyim in the Melech. Now the Rebbe is asking the beautiful question. This is the only one question in the Sikha. Let me understand. You have just established that the old body lives from the heart. Is over the anoge von alei vore aguf open gegin moyach. That means that even the heart is getting the command and is getting the chai, is getting everything from the moyach. So who is Ayah? The moyach is Ayah from the lev, obviously. The heart gives blood to the whole body. How does it give blood to the whole body? The moyach is telling him to do it. So the moyach is Ayah. Was the refar, afal pias berich to the under evra guf, the third lev on groove melech. We call the heart, we call it, the Rambam calls it melech. Is over the roish, the melech al kol evorov. And the Rebbe brings down very gishmak from Netzutze Hoyrois, Beur Lizoya. I heard it from the Rebbe himself, but I bring him very gishmak that the Rosh Teves of Melech, yeah, is Moyach, Leiv, Kovet. All idea of Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe's innovation, what is it? Chabad. What is it? Moyach Shalit al Alev. That's the old Tanya and the old Chassidus. That Beteva Moyach Shalit al Alev. So what does it mean? When are you a melech? Each and every one. When could he be a melech? When do you call a melech? You are a melech, and first comes moyach, then comes leiv, and then comes kovid. Kovid is the liver. What is the difference? Moyach is the machshove, thinking what you're going to do. Heart is the emotion, and then kovid shows an actual doing, because kovid is the filter of the blood. This is actual doing something as mindset appointment. What?
And if it's nothing, it's
home. Right, but you have to close it because we're taping it for the app. So please close your.
Soft tables of moach living covered is chabad.
Very good, very good. Okay, we have to write it down. So the Rebbe says that a person. Very nice. So he came up that Melech, the last words of Moyach Levin Kovet, is Chabad. This is the idea. What's the idea? The idea is that Moyach, if you go with Moyach, and then you go with Lev, first goes Moyach, and he shalit al Alev, then comes action, then you're a Melech. How about if you do, the Rebbe said it by Fabringen, how about if you go first with Av? I'm going with emotion. Then I'm going to think. And then I'm doing, what is that? A Lemech.
There's also Kelev.
Wait, Lemech. Then if you, first is action. And then you go with the emotion, then you go with the brain, it's klum, as Levi mentioned. Then it's klum. Nothing. So the idea is that although it's called Melech, but still there's something above him. What is that? The Moyach. So the question is, what is the question going to be? Ein favos, vergleichman a Melech, was in Yonah is doch anoga so'om, asher yitziyim, asher yivim. The Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rebishter in Parshas Pinchos that he should get a, the Rebishter told him that he's going to not going into his role. So he's asking the Rebishter should make a manik of the Eden, asher yitziyim, asher yivim. V'aroye v'tzoyna, he should be like a shepherd and his flock. So why is he similar to Lev, called Kal Yisrael? Beautiful question. If you say that Moyach is higher than the heart, you should have said that Amelech is the Moyach and not the heart. Or his base. But Teirah Shebiksav is Loshen Teirah. Gefindnen benegia lemelech oich dem Teirah nosi. The Rebbe is going to bring out something very interesting. That when we learn in Chumash, we could see when it says Melech, when it says Nosi, it means Melech also. Where do we see it? We see in Parshas Vayikro, Asher Nosi Yecheto, Umefarish Besifro Al Asar, Ubemishne. The Sifro and the Mishneh are explaining what does it mean Asher Nosi Yecheto. Who is this Nosi? Who is he? It says Ezu Nosi, Ze Melech. that HaMelech Yisroel, if he did HaAveira, there's a special thing, how he has to do tshuva and what korban he should bring. Eizo Nosi is a melech. Okay, HaHemshech. Okay, HaHemshech Shob She'ein Al Gabov El HaShem Elokov. Now, Melech is in such a level that there's nothing that it's higher than him, only the Rebishter. He doesn't have to give anybody reports, he doesn't have anything. Who does he have to be? Who is higher than him? The Rebishter. Azo Yoich, Vert Melech, Amoshiach, Ongeruf, Benivuya, Secheskel, Veroid, Nosi. So we see two places. In Chumash, we see that it says, Asher Nosi Yechato, Gozan HaMelech, and here it says in Yecheskel of Melech HaMoshiach, that is a Melech and is a Nosi. אבל ביקין, יש בפשו שהתוי המלך גרסה ודתוי הנוסי ולחברת גינוסת אוי כבר הנוסי שבת וכעץ מזה. As we said before, המלך could be הנוסי, הנוסי could not be המלך. What does it mean? When I say נוסי, could be הנוסי of a שבת, could be הנוסי of a street, could be הנוסי of a part of the shul, a president of the shul, הנוסי of the shul. It doesn't have to be. But המלך is higher than הנוסי, ובעניוננו גפינו מרכניס כלל, אז נוסי הדויו, בלושן רשא, ואת אויב ואת אבם גזוקת, אז עברת אונגרופן במדרש רויש הדויר. That's what we think, it's called רויש הדויר. ואת ישאלי, now comes the question from the beginning of the sikhet till now. We say that המלך is the לב, and הנוסי is the רויש, ואת ישאלי ענל נוח שטרקר, וקומת אז המלך ושיס גרסה והנוסי, זול זיין בלויז, לב כל קהל ישראל, ונית רויש. Who is the רויש? The נוסי. Why is it? Okay, רויש גימל. We don't understand the Hegdem. We're going to preface something, and then we're going to understand very simple what the answer is. The Loshon HaChomim is a chiluk ikritz between the Toyarim, Melech and Nosi. Yeah? We said before that in Toiro, Melech could be Nosi, and Nosi could not be Melech, but in Loshon HaChomim is a major difference between a Melech and a Nosi. What's the difference? Melech is pshute beloshon Toiro, Nosi, I'm sorry, Melech is pshute beloshon Toiro. Does a nosi a melech nosi koroi nosi as a neder val kolponim nosi ben yonim ruchnim. What the Rebbe says in these few words, we're going to see it later more in detail. A melech is made to help the Eden, to help his nation in Gashmias, and Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Eibishter asher yitziim v'asher yiviim. So we're going to explain what it means asher yitziim v'asher yiviim. A nosi is more in yonim ruchnim, a teacher, a loches, and teaching the oil. That's what a nosi is. With the Mishnah zokt Nosi ve'av bezen. The Mishnah calls him Nosi ve'av bezen. What's av bezen? Av bezen gives out psokim, the toiros, and all these things. And in Gemore, we see in Gemore also, Ilel shekoyrin oischo, Nosi Yisrael. There was a story in Gemore that there was somebody who made a bet with a friend, and he said, he told him that Ilel, you can't never get him upset, can't never get him nervous. So he said, I'm showing you, and he made up a bet, if you did it, you're getting 400 golden zuvim or something like that. So he came in the night time, the door screaming from the window, Hillel! He came out of the window, he says, ask him a question, Shtusim. He went back, and it was middle of washing or whatever, and he came back.
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, yes. And he came back, and he came back, and finally, he saw that it's not working. So he told him, are you Hillel that they call you Nosi Yisrael? So anyway, he lost his money. So we see that it says clearly in the Gemara, Hillel is Nosi Yisrael. What is that Nosi doing? So we see, Hillel v'shimen, Noagum Nesi Yusuf b'fnei Abayis, Meyo Shono. That was very interesting. The Gemara that tells us, where is it? It says the Maremokem, yeah, Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos tells us that there was four generations. There was, I forgot the names, Hillel Shimon, Shimon's son, and his son's son. So it was Hillel and Shimon, and Hillel's grandson and great-grandson. There were 25 years each one Anosi when? In the time of Bnei Abayis. So, after it became was devils, and he gave him Melochim be'Israel, and I call him Nosi. So I say it's not contradicting. There could be a Nosi could be a Nosi, and there could be a Melech on top of him. Melochim ksheirim, v'dinei Melech aleim. The Rebbe brings down in Ha'or 25, starting from Zerubbabel, Malchei Hashmonai, and Agrifas, they were all Melochim, and they had dinei Melech aleim, and still there is Hillel, and his son, and his grandson are called Nosi. Business is a chilek ikri bedin. This is more beautiful. There comes out a chilek ikri bedin for a nosi bizamele. What's the ikri din? Nosi shemochal al kvoide kvoide mochul. If a nosi comes to shul and he says, I'm moich la menkove, don't give me aliyah or something else, so you're allowed to accept it, you're allowed to take it in. But when it comes to a melech, it's ein kvoide mochul. He can't forgive his covenant. Even if he says, I don't want, you are mechuyev in his covenant. So I see a major difference between a melech and a nosi. From that we learn that it's English, legt sich ein Segel. It makes sense. It makes sense. As al derer says, der chilek b'loshen teuro, in dag is nosi u'melech u'zayn b'melech ha'atzmoy. So we said, that b'loshen chachomim is a major difference between a melech and a nosi. But in teuro, there could be a melech that is also a nosi. From the chilukim zwischen ha'melech and a nosi b'loshen chachomim, what do we see the chilukim? Aleph. Amelech is in Yonah, now the Rebbe explaining what we said in the beginning of Ois Gimel, that Amelech is for Gashmias, all Yitzrochim, and Anosi is Ruchnias. Amelech is in Yonah, Lashes Mishpot Milchomis. That's what Amelech is. And brings down from the Rambam, that Amelech is to take people to the war and to make sure that everybody is safe and do all the laws that they need. Oda Belosha Kosuf, Asher Yitzim, Asher Yivim. Oba Nisht Oiroe. Amelech is nothing Shaykh to Oiroe, to teaching. Torah means piskedinim and everything. Malchei Yisrael Torah bichlal nishdan zayin. Yeah, aloch in Rambam. A melech is not allowed to done. Ein donin. Afile Malchei Beis David was done in Eim Esom. The Rambam said, the Gemara says in the Rambam brings down, that Malchei Beis David are allowed to do donin. There is a condition. What's the condition? Is over Eim Moshiv and Oisev Sanhedrin. So regular melochim are not allowed bichlal to done zayin. Malchei Beis David could be done, but not in Sanhedrin.
So they're not allowed to judge, or they're not allowed to be judged.
That, this what talking here is not allowed to be judged. You're talking about the different things that it was when this story with the Svarim, and it says there's a lotion ain dan ve ain donin. Yeah, there was a psakdim from the judge that the Rebbe doesn't have to go to court to testify.
No,
I said loy don ve ain donin oy son. Yeah, ain loy don ve ain donin oy son. Yes. This is what the Rebbe said. There was a day, a special day that we celebrate when the judge gave mouth. I don't remember the date, but the Rebbe is not a melech ain. You're right. A very good point. So there's both. Okay, Yud Gimel Kislev. Okay, for the records, we do Gimel Kislev. Okay, so we have a difference, one difference between a melech and a nosi. Simple, very gishmak. Yeah? The question is very gishmak, very simple. If I say that the moyach is higher than the ar because the heart also lives from the moyach, how come that a nosi that is lower, you call him moyach, and a melech that is higher, you call him leif? Simple, very simple, gishmak question. And last is mishpot, we have a question. And last is mishpot, v'shteit lechoyre, shteit och last is mishpot, v'shteit by him, yeah? The Rambam passed that a melech is last is mishpot to milchomois. What is mishpot? Mishpot means the teure dini. The Rebbe says no. Meint nicht as zoy del choike v'doyo zayn. He's not doing inspection and is asking questions. What is called? He's not interrogating. That's investigating, interrogating. V'doyo zayn paskin and dem din. The Rebbe underlined. He's not doing it. No. Beiker asiyas mishpot. What does mean asiyas mishpot? Duchvirn der mishpot teuro. Lasis mishpot means that you should. He has to fulfill whatever, exactly, this parasha starts safety v'shoitrim, the melech has to see that whatever the Beis Din gave out a psak, he makes sure that it's going to be fulfilled. Was the Beis Din gita rois, or the mishpot was a melech tut, kefi ma she'asho tzricho. So, what does it mean? There is a loch in Rambam that if there's somebody who likes to trick in his aroitzeach, and he goes in and does it late at night, and he makes sure that nobody sees. What do we do? And people know that this guy is a killer. So the Rambam says that the melech could, that person, he could take him out and kill him without din, without nothing. So this is called, also lasis mishpot. But not dan zayin is not dan. Okay. So we have, now we have the melech, right? What we did till now is what a melech is. Yeah. Masha'in ken anosi, שכל ינוי זה החכומים, כי חכומים כל הם נוסי, is עד רבי. איקר אין יונוי איז ווסר איז דרוי שסנדרים. ולא שנה רמב״ם, הגודל, the Rambam says what it means. Listen to this, quotation from the Rambam. הגודל בחוכמה שבכולון, the guy that is the חוכם of all of them, משיב ינוי של רוי שלהם, סידם דנז is the head of the Sanhedrin, והוא רוי שהישיבה, והוא שכל ינוי זה החכומים, נוסי בכל clear words in the Rambam. And this is what חכומים כל הם הנוסי. In all the places when you hear נוסי, that means that he is a chochom and he is giving God a psak dinim. Ve'u ha'imed tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. And he is second to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Anosi is. He is under Moshe Rabbeinu. V'saneder z'ani b'loshan Rambam, another quotation, the amudei ha'iroe, u'mehem chok u'mishpot yetzi l'kol Yisroel. What's Anosi? He is giving out the aloches, he is giving out the dintores, he is giving out the piskei dinim, and whatever they say, he goes out. What does the melech do? The melech is supporting milchomes, gashmias is giving them, he makes sure that the economy is good, he makes sure the army is ready. All this is shaykh to the melech. Masha'inken, piskei dinim, ain't done it. The melech is not done. And even we said that the melochim of Malchim is David, that they are done it, not in Sanhedrin. Shows you that it can be in Sanhedrin. Wherever they are, where they live, and he's called a Nosi and he's trying to give a dintore there, a small dintore of Fatik, he could do. But in Sanhedrin, not allowed to be, because this is not their union of a melech, even Malchei Beis David. Malchei Beis David means there's a special union of Malchei Beis David. Moshiach is going to be from David HaMelech, not from Malchus Yehud or the Adam Lochem that he wore. And now the Rebbe is giving here, it's interesting, whatever is in Ois Ches, what is... Yehudo... Right. Yosef, Yisrael, right, you're right, yeah. So the Rebbe says here, the Nikudi, what we said before, the unique thing about Moshe Rabbeinu Moshiach, here he gives the outline, he gives it to you, and then he's going to explain it in Ois Ches. Yeah, right. So, but interesting...
The reason it comes in over here, L'Chayr, is because the Rebbe mentions that Oseh Chachamim says that the Hukh Shlekein Oseh Chachamim Nasi B'chum Makim V'hu Aim Et Pachas Moshe Rabbeinu. So mention Moshe is a
Nasi. So he wants to say, but L'Chayr in first glance it doesn't belong here. This was supposed to start the Oseh Ches. Yes. I said the same thing. L'Chayr doesn't belong here. Now, dazu is Moshe Zayin L'Chayr Yisrael Melech Yisrael Fiyat Aroy Chon Mit Kol Inyon Mit Tachos Knal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Roy Yisrael and he's a Melech. So he does both things. He's Gashmias and Ruchnish, as we say in Ois Ches, the interesting thing as we have to take it to us and see that this is what our Rebbe is, Melech and Nosi, as we're going to see by the end. Ois Beis. So we had one difference between a Melech and a Nosi. Melech is only Gashmias, Nosi is only Ruchnish. Now the second thing, Beis. A Melech darf der Am zustellen als alle seine Rezoinis. Wie der Rambam is Marich, as Melech. What is a Melech? The nation has to give him everything that he needs. And the Rambam says in a quotation from the Rambam, he could take anybody that he likes. You see, somebody is a tall man, a strong man, a nice man. He takes him, and when the Melech is going with his awesome bogey, there's a special thing. And the Melech has 10, 20, 50, I don't know how many people in front of him when he goes, people come out to see the Melech is coming, you see such beautiful tall men and going in front of the Melech, Ayin of Kovet. So Melech can do whatever he wants to. And even more, you see somebody who's a special craftsman, and he wants to make a nice, his house should look nice, the windows or the tables, you could take him, come, you must work for me, there's no questions asked. And when the Kech HaSodesh, he could even take away some. He sees a beautiful orchard that gives up beautiful fruits. He could take it away. Yeshua Mainzer in Azroim, he even gets Mainzer from whatever grows. So what do we see by a Melech? Everything that he gets and everything that he needs, he gets from us. Masha'in ken Anosi, Aval Pe'azoi Cheris V'yedah Parnas Al-Atzibur Ben Spandes Ben Atzibur. Anosi is Parnas Al-Atzibur, is giving out the alochas to the tzibur. What happens to him? He needs to live also. Where does he get money? So the Rebbe said, he's getting the money from the tzibur. The choyre is the same thing as a melech. The Rebbe says, no, it's not. He does know was named sein bestimmte parnose von zei. He worked, he gets parnose, like you do a job, he does a job, he gets his parnose. Bald does er arbeit for zei. He works, he gets paid. Aber nicht wie a melech. Was jeder rotzen seinem, gibt ihm der Ram. Der melech, anything that he wants, the arm has to give him. Anosi is not like this. Anosi doesn't get what he wants. He gets his salary, exactly. He gets his salary, how much he works. If he's Anosi all day, you know, there's Rabbanim full day, a Rav that is only half a day, he gets according to whatever he does. So we have two differences between a Melech and Anosi. Melech is Gashmias, Nosi is Ruchnias, Melech has nothing to do with Ruchnias, and this what it says, Lasses Mishpot, is just to finish up what they gave out the Pesachdin, he makes sure that it's going to happen. The second thing is that a Melech gets everything from his arm, and he takes whatever he wants, and he gets everything what he has is from the arm. Mashenken, the Nosi gets a salary for the time that he works. Or is that it? Or that's later in, and this second difference that we said between a Melech and a Nosi, that a Melech gets everything from the arm, and a Nosi gets just a salary. Or that's later in, as a Melech named als from the arm, Weist of Adovo Vipuchoy, beautiful. It's just something, such contradicting, such opposites, like I say, like Mizrach HaMayrev. What is it? Es weiß, läuft ein Teikef von dem Melech. On one side, it shows an a Teikef. He could take, as we said before, you see a good craftsman, hey, you're coming to work for me. I don't have to pay you. You, I'm the Melech, you work for me. So we see a Moiridik and Teikef. Wie der ganze Arm und alles, was sie oben ist, wird Dugums, was sie können, er wird können, Rabboi, er kann bei sie nehmen, was er will. You know what the level is? There's a loche in the loche, mashikono, evit kono rabbi, evit goes in the street, a real slave that you buy, and he finds something, he can't go and buy ice cream with it, he can't buy anything with it. He has to come and give it to the other. Mashikono, same thing is the arm. Everything that you have belongs to the melech. This is from one side. Leidor, when you look at the other side, mamish contradicting, weist es euch auf der Schwachkeit von dem melech. Shows on a very great weakness. Legabi Sharom is weaker than all the nations that is the melech on them. As in alle seine Milurezoin is dafür onkommen zum Am. He has nothing. Whatever he needs, he gets from there. So from one side, he's very strong. He could do whatever he wants. Everything belongs to him. But what does he have? Only from there. Sharom, the rest of the nation that is Melech, bakumen zeir parnose duch zeir regen rasie. As we said before, you go to work, you get paid. You don't go to work, you don't get paid. Bechol asher ta'aseh. Says the Kumish Dvorim, berachu Hashem, bechol asher ta'aseh. What you do, you get paid. Afilo haparnes al hatzibur. As we said before, was nem zayim parnose min hatzibur, so the choyer is the same thing as the melech, because the parnes gets it from the tzibur. Rebbe says, no, is doch zayim tase or does usher is parnes al hatzibur. His work, his job, is that his parnes, so he gets paid a salary. Mashenken ha-melech was alz v'serot, is a mekabel fun dem am. He has nothing on his own, everything he gets from the am. So we see a very interesting contradicting in a situation of a melech, what a melech is. So the Rebbe gives up, huh? Is the beer in there? The Rebbe gives a geschmack in beer, and this is the answer. As Iyan Oysenes, look into this. Iyan Oysenes. This is the reason, and it's not contradicting that it's opposite. Why? Because the same thing as you say, that a partner gets from the tzibur because he gets a salary. You go and you do a job for me, I pay you. I do a job for you, you pay me. Same thing is the melech. It's not something that he has to be, is lower than the om, that's why he's getting it. What is his job? To give everything to the am. He's nothing. Everything that he is the am. That's why he gets everything. The beer and the magianis, and listen inside. A melech is a ganzer inyan. When there is a melech, asher yetziyeim, asher yeviyeim. So din and the mam. And the far is a mekabel from the mam. That's it. It's a completely different look. Why is he getting everything from the mam? Because he's working for the am. Everything that he does is the am. I say, damit wir nur verstehen den Vergleich von Amelech zu Leif, darf gehen nicht zu Reish Moyach. In this paragraph, the Rebbe is going to answer, how come that we say that Amelech is Leif, Libam Shel Yisrael, the Losh of the Rambam, and Davke Anosi, that is lower than the Melech, is called Rosh. A major question. What is going on here? How do you do it? Melech is the highest level that there is, and is only by the art. The art itself needs the Moyach. And here comes, you say that the Nosi is the Moyach. How could it be? The Rebbe is going to answer this, and then later the Rebbe is going to explain why the Nosi is called Moyach. So we have two separate things to answer. Why the Melech is Leif, why the Nosi is Rosh. Ois, hey. Damit wird man nur verstehen den Vergleich von einem Melech zu Leif, Davke und nicht zu Reusche Moyach. Doesn't make any sense. Von den Chilukim zwischen Leif und Moyach sein. I'm going to explain what's the difference between a Leif and a Moyach, and then we'll see why a Melech is Davke Leif and not Moyach. Aleph, the Rebbe gives two differences. The Leif steht in a Keseder, die kommt nur von Rotze und Schäuf. As the Zohar says, Tfiku de Liebe. Chas v'sholem. The art stops, man is gone. See, the art, there's a question that a human being, anybody, any creation has to rest. You don't rest, you're not, you know, somebody makes a shvua, I'm not going to sleep three nights or seven nights. They force him right away that he has to go, battle the nether and go to sleep because it's impossible. You need to sleep. So what is the art, when is the art resting? So according to Refue, is when the art is pumping, he's working. When he goes back, when he's relaxing, the blood comes in, then he's relaxing. So he's walking and resting, walking and resting. But it's Tfiko de Libi all the time. There's no stop. Rotsa Vishoyf. Mashenken in Moyach is nishto kentnue. Moyach doesn't work like the heart. You know what? It's interesting that Moyach till today, doctors don't know almost nothing. In the heart, they know everything. Because the heart is a poshet, a pump. And a pump, you could learn what it is. And you find out how to fix it and everything. Moyach, you can't do nothing about it. Could you imagine that in this Moyach, in a small Moyach, you have everything. You remember what you did 50 years ago and 60 years ago. And you're having Gibores and Aloches, and some people know Shas and Poskim Bal Peh. Some people know Mishnais Bal Peh.
They can't do brain transplants.
Exactly right. Exactly, another point. You have a liver transplant, you have kidney, you have heart, everything. Brain, they don't know. Okay, so brain is not working. Ashenke ni moyach, ist nicht doch kein Tnue. Von ihm nehmt sich Taket der Chayes, von ganzen Guf, as we said before, the electricity, that's what it means, the electricity to the art comes dafke from the moyach. Aber der moyach allein steht bei Menuchas. So we have one difference between the Levi and the moyach. Very simple. Levi is working all the time, moyach is not working. Base, the Levi is the schwachste von alle Evra Guf. Unbelievable, interesting chidush here that we never learned it. Levi is the schwachste von alle Evra Guf, viele von dem moyach. Levi is a very weak organ. We are zogt in Zoyar, Libo, Iu Rokich Vecholosh. Libo, the Lev, is soft and weak. Okay. So we have two things. Number one is that Lev is always bit new and Moyach is not. Second thing is the Lev is very weak and the Moyach is stronger than the Lev. It says Cholosh. Cholosh is weak, schwach. Yeah. Yeshloimar, as di zwei tchunu zayin tolui zu bezu. The Rebbe is going to say very gishmak. Why is it Rokich v'cholosh? Because he's working all the time. So it's two, what you just said is one. One is causing the other one. What is it? As it's v'etchun ezan, I told you, the lev is Rokich v'cholosh. Why is he soft and weak? Shvacha von alle Ivorim is weaker than all other Ivorim. Weil sein ganzer Metzies ist, was is, der Chai is Ivorim. Rot nicht noch an ihn, or those was is Mechai et im Guf. The Rebbe doesn't say it clear here, but as we understand from the Rebbe's learning already, there's so many sikhes, but the Rebbe says here is very interesting. What is the lev interested in? Nothing about himself. He's not worrying about himself. What is he worried all day? To give blood to the whole body. To supply blood and get this body alive. So that's why he's schwach. He's not thinking about himself. And the far, steht in Abkseder, why? Because his metzias is only the worried. So what happens then? Aleph, steht in Abkseder, because he knows if he stops, there's no life. Was does weiß dass sein gesetzte die ganze Metzies ist mach sein der Evra Guf. This shows you what does he want to be Mechai de Guf, because a second it doesn't work, there's no Chayes. Base, is a schwache Metzies, weil zu lieb der andere Evra Guf. It's all cause of the art. A liver is a liver, a kidney is a kidney, a foot is a foot. Yeah, you use the foot to go, use the hand to do something. But he has his own thing. Everybody has his own thing. What is the art? Giving Chayes to the whole body. That's what he is there. And it doesn't stop all the time. A hand you could put down, he's not using it for a day. But the art, you can't put it down for a day, you can't put it down for 2-3 minutes, you can put it down. So this is all, now we see that it's dependent one on another. Why is he weak? Because he's working not for himself, only for the whole body. The moyach is umgetrunken von der Evra Guf. The art is melubesh in the whole body, he gives blood to the whole body, and this is all inyan. Ashenke the moyach is umgetrunken von der Evra Guf. Is taket the moker achayis von Guf. In this aspect is higher than the Lev, because he gives the Lev also chayis. Aber bleibt auf Dolle von sie. He's separated from them. Und das ist euch aber weiß, dass a metzies for sich. Moyach is a thing for himself. Now von ihm kommt der chayis on zu die Evorim. He's an independent organ, and he gives chayis to the whole body. Ashenke the Lev is pumping and is giving the whole time, he doesn't stop. Und afar, what comes out from that? Is Aleph nishtokin tnu in the moyach, yeah? Because he's for himself, he's not doing for somebody else. As we have dole from the Evra Guf, that's why he doesn't have to have a tnu. Bezer is nish rokir v'cholosh with the Lev, as a metziz bifne atzmoy. The minute you are metziz bifne atzmoy, he's strong, he gets chayes. The Lev is busy the whole time to give other ones, he doesn't think about himself.
Is he separate from the Evra Guf? How does this go?
Yeah, it's separate means that he's be'av dole, he's remote, he's aloof, yes, he's higher from them. As we're going to explain it later more. In detail, when the Rebbe is bringing down now, we're talking about Moyach and Lev. Later we're going to compare the same thing to the outcome of Moyach and outcome of Lev. What's the outcome of Moyach? Seichel. What's the outcome of Lev? Midas. I'm going to show in Midas and in Moyachin, the same thing as here. As we're going to see in the next page. Und therefore, and this is why, wird a Melech zugeglichen zu Lev darf. Now we're coming and understand why a Melech is Lev. Yeah? Everybody could understand that very simple by yourself. Don't have to go any further. Why is he Lev? What is his whole idea? His whole life? Chayes to the whole nation. Nothing for himself. He's busy. Asher yitzim, asher yivim. Day and night. What's a melech? For the hour. The father, the melech, tzuvi gilichem some leiv davke. And I mean, I can hold myself back. I wanted to say it by the end. And again, to mention that this shows us what the Rebbe is. We don't have to tell here the people and not on the project to Kutisiches what we know and what the Rebbe is, but it's good. A lot of people, not Lubavitch, are listening to that. There is nothing in the just as an example for them. There's no such thing as somebody should be Rebbe for 4 years and not take one day vacation. The Rebbe went to Camp Gan Yisrael. Next year they asked him to go again. He said, I didn't pay back yet the last year. There was a flat in the middle of the way or whatever. I didn't pay back yet, but I lost the time then. And interesting story, everybody knows, the Rebbe went and she bought two beach chairs and she put it on the back porch. The Rebbe came home and the Rebbe said, the Rebbe sat down. I don't know if he sat there for 30 seconds. The Rebbe says, Yoitze for country for now and for all my life. This is what the Rebbe is. The Rebbe could have been, the Rebbe's Geschmack, if you want to describe the Rebbe in one word, how do you describe the Rebbe? Give roches, give dollars. How do you describe the Rebbe in one word? Rebbe. Very good. But I mean something else. Melech, also good. Also good, but you have three already. The top what I use always, Teure. The Rebbe is a Teure. The Rebbe wanted to sit and learn Teure. The Rebbe gave away his Geschmack and being attached to Eibster just with Teure, and he gave away his time for Yechides, and he gave away his time for answering and giving dollars. Everything is the Indian of Mishirus Nefesh for Am Yisrael. This is what the Melech is. The Father of the Melech took it to Leiv Davke, but Reich HaMelech had the two things for Leiv. The Melech has the two things of a Leiv. Kenal Seiv Dalet. Er steht in a Kesei, that he can suge it wrong, Geizu Mam. There's no such thing. 1 minute that he doesn't think about it. What does the Rebbe do by Krishna Shalamita, the Friedrich Rebbe says? Thinks about Chassidim. And some Chassidim felt it. Benonim, and higher than Benonim, there could be by the Chassidim of the Rebbe Rashab. They felt when the Rebbe thought about them by Krishna Shalamita, they felt it as a movement, it was a zoze in their heart, in their brain. Asher yitzim, asher yivim, val datoich in a meluche, what's meluche? Shudin and demam. That's it. Und mit einem Time ist da Schwachkeit in seinem Metzies. Da gab es Scharo um. Was er ist von seinem Kabel, alle seine Zrochen. That's why he has it. If all his idea is to do for them, everything that he gets is from them. Ois Wov. Der Chilik anal zwischen Leib und Moyach gefind in euch durch Mosoi in die Keuches an Nefesh, wo sein ein Ongeton in See, Seichel, Shebe Moyach und Mirishwit. Same thing as we find here. That Leib is walking always. He doesn't think about himself. That's why he's schwach. Moyach is always resting in his alof. He's not melubish in the goof. We find it also in the outcome of them. Der Ingen von Seichel zu verstehen, er sagt, kann sein Lamitose, nur wenn der Mensch bleibt bei Avdole. Wenn der Mensch bleibt bei Avdole von der Sach. Wenn you separate it from this thing. Was er will verstehen. Somebody is taking a, listening to something, is learning something, and he wants to understand it. If you have a, what's called in English, pre-notion, if you go to it with something that you have already, something you heard already from before or whatever, then you get a bit over, what is that?
Preconception.
Preconception. You never, after all, I'm Israeli. I never went to school to learn English. So if you have something, again, preconception, then whatever you're going to do, work on it and think, you're going to come out to the, Shoichat. It's Shoichat because you are running Gebedovo. So what Amoyach has to be? Separated from you. Nothing to do with you. If it's anything with you, it's not the MS. Von der Sache, was will verstehen. Heute die Sache ist verbunden und hereingemischt. In dem Seichel ist das Shoichat. Das wird Mathe sein, dem Seichel, und wird nicht verstehen die Sache richtig. It's gonna make him, call it a crooked Seichel. He's gonna come up with a crooked thing, not with MS. This is when you talk about Seichel. Maschenke, der Ring von Mides, ist da so Seichel is the same thing as the Moyach. Moyach is Halof and is always separated. He gives Chayes, it's fine. Seichel gives also Chayes. Then you learn something, you have the Chayes in that. But it has to be without any gear. Removed from you. Maschenke, der Ring von Mides, ist der Gefühl von einem Mensch. What's Mides? What's Mides? If there's no Gefühl, that's not called Mides. What is Amide? Amide is that Avraham Avinu sat by the door and he was looking for guests. Why does he look for guests? Because if there's no people to do chesed, there's no chesed. In the Maimar of the Bar Mitzvah, we always say it. The gefil for mention to the Zach. He has to have the gefil to the Zach. Adarabe, not like Moyach, Seichel, that is not allowed to have a connection. Was kommt durch dem, was mit Rock zu, der eigene Metzies zu der Zach. You Metzies to the Zach. You have to look. Somebody is in the street without shoes, without socks. So the Midas says, Uy, Rachman, how could that be? You need somebody else, and you need to be yourself to feel it, that you hurt for somebody else, or you love somebody else. Bis das ruft er euch, hier der Rebbe says it clear, bis das ruft er euch bei ihm, und in him a gefil von Kiru Wawe oder Rofchevurlo. Depends on what you're thinking. There's a way to think about the Eibster that is great, that you love him. Then there's a thing that sometimes you think about the Eibster that is so great that I'm afraid. I have to be careful what I do. So Mides is you, and it brings out Ave Veire. Und davon kommt der Reus der Chilik zwischen Seichel und Mides in die zwei Trunes anal. Now we're going to see Seichel und Mides, the same thing as by Etzema Leiv and Etzema Moyach. Where do we see it? The Rebbe says very clear. Aleph, Mides is in Yonon, is Pilus. Tnue, yeah, is Pilus. When somebody is with Pilus, he moves and he runs, and that's his Pilus. Maschenke Seichel verlangt es bei den. If somebody wants to concentrate, sit down by himself and concentrate in Lera Sichel, Lera Gemore, Lera Rambam, and it's quiet. If there's a noise in the house, he can't learn. Moyach needs relaxed and needs his Rebbe uses soon or trilly shoinis right here. Mashenke Sichel Verlang is boinenus. If needs his Yashvus. Yashvus means that you shouldn't be disturbed with something else. You don't have a problem on your head that you could not concentrate. And Menuche. You have to be rested, otherwise the Moyach doesn't work. Beis, the second thing, Midas eine Nishkin Stark Kaim Dikemitzis. We have two things, right? We said that the art is schwach. Is weak and it works the whole time. Where do we see it in Midas? Midas ein nicht kein stark kein dicke mit sich, sie ist ein Olul zu nicht stane werden. Ein Filter a soi, morgen Filter anders. Midas is a changeable. A minute you feel like this, in the second minute you could be changed completely. A schenken seich la miti. Because the Rebbe brings down in the bottom from the Rebbe Nishmoshen, lechoyer comes out opposite, so that we're not going to go into it, just bring that that's a miti. We're talking about a seich la miti, wert nicht stane. And Seichel macht a maskone, and it's a emes a maskone, without is negie, is das der Fall, weil a so is der emes, bemeil is das on shenuyin. Now we're going to come to explain about, we didn't explain it about a nosi, why it's called Rosh. A melech we understood beautiful, now we're coming to the melech. Al pizze bet veam verstandig, the chilik zwish a melech un a nosi. A melech was in yono is asher yetziem asher yeviem. Er is a reingito mit a islapshus, im mashpia zayn dem am zeiret zrochem. What's a melech? Asher yetziem asher yeviem. Is is busy, his whole life is to give the arm what they need. But look with the life is mechaya lo evorem, is like the life. Is nish zayin inyan seichel vay roe moyach, shakle vetarye, he doesn't have any shakle vetarye, he doesn't have to learn in a vela so kishmaitza libe de ilchase, bring down a lochas to poil mamish, what is his inyan? Opposite, what the arm needs. Dav keder nosi, wo steht bei Avdole von dem Arm, is sein Indien ikri roi shu moyach shel ador. So a rois gen psak din a teure chochmoset bor nigea alein yonem. It's impossible to be a poisek ad poisek, and be a nosi ador, and give out the psokim in every aloches, in not easy aloches, everything has to do. How could he do it? Only the nosi could do it, because the nosi is the end of moyach. Now it's understood why we call the melech, we call him leiv, and the nosi is called rosh. And the far as a nosi, gam zeshe bemelech, as we said before, that there's a metzias, the Rebbe mentioned already in one word, that Moshe Rabbeinu has in both qualities, also a nosi and also a melech, who is a nosi, who a koil, is everything. While euch der leiv is mekabel from the noach canal, the same as the leiv is mekabel from moyach, the same thing is the melech is mekabel from the nosi. The Rebbe is going to bring beautiful proof that the Melech is mekabel from the Nosi. Number one, Melech could not judge in Aloche. So this is one thing. But the other thing is that the Melech is getting from the Nosi. Beautiful proof from a Rambam, from Aloche. Yono is to mashpia zanem chayes, oich dem fun moyach shale evorin. This, what the art is giving everything, comes from the moyach. Which is by a Melech bepashtus. Look at this, by a Melech bepashtus. What's in Yono? So ois firin beim am oiroes atoiro, Bizas samitz. Listen to this. What is the obligation for Melech? The Rambam. Where's the lashon of the Rambam? Below Aor 52. Rei Rambam Bilchas Melech Himself Perik Dalet. Vetiye Magomosoi. Magomosoi is all. Magomosoi is all goal. Yeah, his goals. Umachshavtoi. What does he have to do all day? What is thinking? Leorim daso emes chulu. What does Leorim daso emes? He has to see that the nation is doing what the Rebbe wants, what the Torah wants. And it says even more. It's all clear, Sefer Torah Imoi. Vekoroboi kolimei chayev leman ilmad lishmoi. He has to learn himself to know how to do, and he has to bring to the arm that they should do what the Bezen and the Nosi is saying. Now listen to this, what the Rebbe is bringing from the Rambam. Unbelievable. Bizaz es a mitzvah. I never learned it till this sikhe. Es a mitzvah ala melech lechabed loim de atoiro. Rebbe Nishmolem, he is melech. He has to be mechabed loim de atoiro. Why is he mechabed loim de atoiro? Because he has to take from the loim de atoiro. Same as the heart takes also from the brain. Same thing is the nos is the brain and he is the heart. He has to take from the brain. Where do we see it? Listen to this. She consulted one of Sanhedrin. Chlore Verta from the Rambam. She consulted one of Sanhedrin. The Chachmei Israel. Yamoid lifneim chulu. Could you understand that? The Melech has to stand up for the Chachmei Israel. So we see why it's called Leiv, why they are called this. Now we're going to come to the idea, what we said before, beautiful, unbelievable. I mean, it's, Mom is touching us because we know that this is, that the Rebbe is Mashpia everything, the Rebbe gives us everything, Gashmias and Ruchmias, as we're going to see, the Rebbe brings proof, beautiful proof, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshiach are Sai Nosi, Sai Rav, that is teaching, and Sai Melech, that is giving all the Gashmias that we need. Oishes. Dazu kommt zu Art Goshe Meyuchedes, wenn er geht zu Moshe Rabbeinu. From them we learn the Roish as a Nosi HaKohen. Where do we learn a Nosi HaKohen? With the story with Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Chukas. That it says, Vayishlach Moshe Malochim, and then it says, Vayishlach Yisroel Malochim. So from Moshe we learn that a Nosi HaKohen. As Baim Zayin Given, Beidu Yufan Ashpoe, Sai Leiv, and Sai Moyach. Where do we see it? Moshe is given a Melech. Moshe Kosu, Vayi Bishurin Melech, und not sich vernommen mit Maschpia sein, Iden alle sehr zrochen, Moich Hagashen. I think Rasch an Brocho, wenn es heißt, Vayibishur und Melech, Rasch hat Moich Rabbeinu, was die Melech. What is Melech? Libon shel Israel. Und zusammen damit, ist gewähnt Nossi ve Roish HaSanhedrin. Moich Rabbeinu, was Nossi ve Roish HaSanhedrin. Ve Yisero Mze. Listen to this, we talk about Moich Rabbeinu. Kol in Yonei Toiro. Not only then, the whole of Toiro is, sein in Yonei Toiro as Moich Avdi. Aposik im Malachi. Zichru Teuras Moshe Avdi. The Rebbe Shem calls it Teuras Moshe. The Rebbe Shem himself calls it Teuras Moshe. Er ist der, was kibbel Teuro mit Sinai und hat gelernt Teuro mit alle Iden. What is he? Moyach. Moshe Rabbeinu is Leiv, Melech, and he is Moyach. Where do we see it by Moshiachen? And as we find it by Moshiachen, what is Moshiach? Why Moshiach in Moshe Rabbeinu? Why the Rebbe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Very simple. What's Moshe Goy Rish and Goy Lach? That's why it is. As by him will not be in both Inyonim. It's going to be Melech. You know what? It's not going to be Melech Stam. There was never a Melech and a Meluche. Is it going to be by the Malchus of Mashiach? If it says, Yifra Huyom Vatzadik, Vorev Shalom B'Yiriach, Ve'yeyot Miyom Adiyom, there was no such thing. And V'shleimus in Ruchnis, V'shleimus in Gashmiyas, it's going to be only Mashiach. And Zuzama Damit, is there also Rav, is also a Nosi. What's a Nosi? A teacher who gives the Alochas, that's a Rav. She'il Matoiro, Eskolom, Kulo. Today with Zoom, maybe. I want to finish this with a very interesting thing. I think it's very negia because we're very touched from this sicha to feel how connected we have to be with the Rebbe and do what the Rebbe wants. Mifzoyim and learning and Rambam and Chitas and do what the Rebbe wants. The Rebbe is showering. The Rebbe is pouring with big what's it called buckets and pails. And we have. But if you're not there, how could you get it? You have to be there to get it. A story that I remember, that's a beautiful story related to this Sikha and to the Iskashrus Tum Rem. Rabbi Weinberg, Rabbi Yosef Weinberg, I heard it from him himself, and it's an gem, as a video from it, but he says that I heard it from him. He was a Mashpia in our shul, we heard it from him a lot of times. There was a Jew that was named Rabbi Yankiv Griflu. I wrote it down to know exactly that. Rabbi Yankiv Griflu, he was a very rich man, and after the war, he had a connection with the embassies, and he got visas to save a lot of Eden, to bring him to America, and to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. His business was with oil. A big business in oil, they were a big business, and he lived in Oklahoma. One night, he called Rabbi Weinberg and says, there's a very big problem and a question that he wants him to ask the Rebbe. So Rabbi Weinberg says, maybe tomorrow, says, no, I need an answer tonight. So Rabbi Weinberg ran to 770. Came to 770, we know that every night when there's no Yechides, Rabbi Chadakov would go into the Rebbe, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whenever the Rebbe is ready to go home, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whenever it is, and would spend their time, and the Rebbe would make a summation, what happened today, Rabbi Chadakov would tell the Rebbe what he did today, Shluchim and everything what he did, and some worse for next day. I heard it myself from Oliver Shon, Rabbi Yom Klein, that Rabbi Chadakov was once by the Rebbe, and he had always a little piece of paper, and he wrote down, but the Rebbe tells him what to do tomorrow. Standing in the Rebbe saying, and he's writing down, and he's giving the Rebbe from the other paper what he did today. So the Rebbe told him that I got a sefer, you should send him $100. So Rabbi Chadakov, he was the Rebbe's Sarah Oitzer, and the Rebbe had problems with him with the money. There's a video, a beautiful video, when he comes to take matzah or lekar by the Rebbe. The Rebbe Adassim is coming. The Rebbe goes into the room in shouts of delight. And the Rebbe said, "I'll bring him." I heard it myself. I was there. That he's going to help out whoever is going to kasher the kitchen. He's going to give 50% for buying new kelim and for kashering. And the Rebbe says, Rabbi Chadakov was in the hospital. He wasn't feeling good. The Rebbe said, "My Sarah Oitzer is not here. I could do whatever I want." The Rebbe said, "I'll bring him." So Rabbi Chadakov told the Rebbe, "He never asked for any money." In the letter, he sent a book to the Rebbe, a matone. The Rebbe says, if Aid is sat down and he wrote a whole book about Mashiach, he probably needs some money. So the Rebbe sent, he told him to give $100. So Rabbi Weinberg came, and he came too late. Rabbi Chadakov was already in the room. What did we do? So he took the letter and he put it in the door. And he told Rabbi Chadakov, he's opening the door, he's going to see it, he's going to take it. Rabbi Chadakov goes out for the Rebbe, out of the book, backwards. He opens up the door, and the letter falls down, and he doesn't even see it because his back is there. As soon as he opens a little door, it falls down. It's in the, I don't know what you call it in English. in the crack and the spalt, yeah, in the crack. That Rabbi Weinberg uses the spalt, he didn't know how to say it in English. So he goes out and the ladder falls down. The Rebbe is sitting on the other side where Rabbi Chaiyof goes out, the Rebbe sees him falling down. And Rabbi Weinberg could see. The Rebbe is getting up and he's going till he closes the door. The Rebbe bends down and he picks it up. Rabbi Weinberg felt terrible. Next morning, 15 minutes later, the Rebbe came out. He gave Rabbi Chaiyof an answer to give Rabbi Weinberg for this Yaakov Griffel. And next morning, he wrote into the Rebbe a letter. I'm sorry, I thought that Rabbi Chaiyof is going to find it. And I feel terrible. I ask Mechilia, I matriarch the Rebbe to bend down and pick up a letter. You know what it means? Be matriarch the Rebbe. So the Rebbe answered him. I said it in Loshon Kodesh and then in English. Loshon Kodesh in Yiddish, but the Rebbe said. The Rebbe wrote to him. I mean, it's mavel dikeverta. This shows us what the Rebbe is. What the Rebbe is today, what the Rebbe needs, what the Rebbe wants, we should do, because he could not do it. We have to bring Moshiach. The Rebbe says, Aloize kolin yoni. What is my old thing? What we learn the Sikhe? What's a melech? Asher yitzim, asher yivim. It's nothing for himself. What does the heart have? Work only for the old body. It's not brain, it's heart. The Rebbe says, my all inyan is to oifoim, to elevate. And especially things that other people don't see. That other people, I don't know if this is the Loshon says, Shacherim, and it says there, it says that Shacherim is Almimem. This is not what the Rebbe meant. In English, what he said, things that, right, Misalmim, no, Misalmim means that you don't want to see it, you don't want to pick it up. It's not, Rabbi Chaiyof didn't see it. The Rebbe meant to say, the Acherim, he said in English, overlook. Mine inyan is to elevate, and especially things that other people are overlooking. That's my tafkid. When somebody is overlooking, I'm there to elevate. This is what the Rebbe is.